Is that what you do?
Maybe. I smoke crack, can you tell? No, I look, I know my acne's better today, but I look inflamed. I'm gonna die.
I'd like for
I'd
you.
Like a Burger King burger with a piece of turd on it.
Burger King. Can I get a Burger King burger with two burgers and an extra burger?
And an extra turd, an extra meaty fart sauce on it.
Can you give me a meaty fart sauce on my burger? The pimp.
Because I'm a pimp. What was the title? Bearer of Bad News. No, I don't like that. It drags the mood down. I gotta feel it. Ooh. Привет. What's up, Soph? Been a while. Yeah, we didn't stream for like a whole month. Cactula. Actually, I'm doing pretty horrible right now. I feel like an anus, and I just napped on the couch for like 30 minutes.
What do you care?
Alright, let me close that door back here. Bang my door down just to bang me. Does that ever happen to you?
What did you say?
There's Mexican women trying to bang my door down for obvious reasons right now that I don't want to talk about. But has that ever happened to you?
Nah, not right now.
Too early? Yeah, way too early. I'm sorry, but that's just the way it goes.
All right, now usually around 11 p.m. they show up.
Yeah, usually they come up around 11 p.m. You know, ravenous. It's early though. They're like 13 hours early.
All right, we streaming?
Yeah, we're live, dude.
I want to tell you guys about the new cycle, the new era of humans, of first world young people you're about to meet. You all will come into contact, if you haven't come into contact with them yet, you'll soon come into contact with their virtual presences, with their virtual existence. In, I think the last cycle was from 2008 to just now, 2020. And those were the millennial whores, college girls, that we all know and we're familiar with. You've seen pictures like, you know, the mattress with no, like, what is it called? With no sheet, sheetless mm-hmm. mattresses, all that, and college rape culture and everything else that comes with that. We all know that inside out at this point. What's happening now, and Sophia can attest to this, those whores, they were straight, mostly, and bisexual behavior was more of an outlier than it will be now. And this is called bearer of bad news because you've probably already seen it a little bit, just a smidgen, okay? If you were in school, if you were in an American school, the higher the scale, the higher the financial level, the probably more you saw, because in low scale schools, there are either like the women that go wrong, that go awry, they're horse. They're visibly, you know, crack addicted, you know, doing weed, smoking weed, having sex with drug dealers, etc. And that's always been the case since forever. Like, if you like, they're usually black or Latino. It's, you know the drill. But in, but those ones, they're not capable to develop like a virtual identity. They're too low on the rungs of society to, you know, be Instagram influencers or TikTok influencers. The most they can do is like black people reactions to the black version of that rooster cartoon where they just make the cartoon say a bunch of black slang and do a black accent. That's what black people do on the internet. They don't do much other than that. What I'm talking about is that most girls, 15, 14, 16 year old girls for the past 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, they weren't on the internet widely because they were too young, but in school, they were developing this identity where they are all bisexual whores. And they're not just whores. They're like virtual whore egregore. I'm not sure if I'm saying that word right, but the meaning of it, let me see here. I want to read egregore, the exact definition.
Or I think it's egregore, but it, well, I wouldn't
egregore
know.
Egregore or egregore? Yeah.
But you can make it electronic.
A non-physical entity. Egregore. A non-physical entity that arises from a collective group of people. That's what I'm talking about. They are this indistinct, enormous, new breed of girls. And I'm not even sure that, you know, legitimate promiscuity is probably a very common element of their identity, but I'm not even sure if that's a necessary trait anymore, as much as the allusion to it is. Alluding to promiscuity, alluding to sexuality, it already, or, you know, being an e-girl in every sense of the word, that stuff. It's more prevalent than actually being a hypersexual person in practice.
Well, yeah, so acting out that identity is more, or I don't know how you say it. Not acting out, but acting, play acting.
Yeah,
that.
Playing that part. And what I'm seeing is, I have to return some videotapes. Wait a second. What am I trying to say here? This is going
to
be
trying to say here? I don't know.
I'm trying to, this is a slow roll. I'll try to figure out what I'm trying to say as I go along it.
Give me an example. Something prompted you to be this mind.
Something's
state.
Different. Because that's what I'm seeing. Because when I, like, 2 or 3 years ago, if I saw a very promiscuous young woman, it would be very easy to, like, take it apart and immediately think, oh, yeah, this is obviously, you know, you already know the trick. You, when the magician is doing, you know, a card trick, you know, I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing new things. I'm seeing different. I'm seeing tricks I can't take apart as easily, at least. And it's okay. Trait one that I'm seeing, and I don't know what is the symbolological, the meaning behind this stuff, but it's what I said, the illusion or just the visuals are becoming more prevalent than the actual hypersexuality itself. So stuff like makeup, body decoration, et cetera, it's becoming more prevalent than actually.
Right, because, you know, looking like an e-girl is more popular than being hypersexual.
Yeah.
Like, the e-girl and, look is separated from even being an e-girl at this point. People do it IRL.
Yeah. And that's what is dominant now. And it's harder, like, because that dissociates the look from the practice,
mm-hmm.
and it makes it more difficult to pin down. Sam Hyde hour-long intro.
Yeah, but those are comfy. I like those.
Let me think about what I'm saying. It's it's difficult. Oh yeah, okay. I gotta go to a Twitter account. Just wait a second. I'll get to it. What I'm talking about.
If you don't dress like a skater, stoner dude / e-girl at my school, you're in the minority. Yeah, especially at rich people schools where they can afford it. It's, you know, streetwear, whatever that means.
Okay, so
is in the past norm.
Decade, and I'm not only talking about women. In the past decade, we've been through one cycle of being gay and trans. We've been through one cycle of that, all that stuff being pushed onto people, and we've come out the other side. Okay, so all that porn that flew by us, it didn't kill us. But while that was happening, a lot of people did get killed by it, get taken by it, and they came out the other side as well, and they're about to get on the internet on a massive scale, like for real. Content creation level.
Yeah, the next generation of content creators rather than just consumers.
Yeah.
Well, because for a long time I was watching YouTube before I was, you know, making videos that got any sort of, like, attention to them. Like, 5 years I was observing, incubating.
And another thing is that the cycle is over. So a new cycle of new ways to push all that stuff into people, into young people, is about to start. It's starting. And it's savvy, too. It knows how to do it. It knows what kind of people. Like, it's become a joke to, like, because once you integrate something into, let's say you're a person with an argument, with an ideology, with a belief, and then you start developing automatic responses to a bunch of objections to what you believe in. And everybody does this. Everybody has this. But as it happened in the past decade, there were a lot of new responses that mental algorithm wasn't ready to answer. And that's why late 2010s, there was a comeback of, like, conservative, traditionalist morals that they could, that a majority of people couldn't really answer to. But now that's starting again, because the traditionalist, conservative, etc. stereotypical answer is now integrated and has a retort.
Yeah.
And now when
they have their snarky answers now.
Yeah, they have new snarky answers.
Uh-huh.
And now internet female personalities, and that's what I'm seeing personally, because they're more outspoken than male personalities, because women are not embarrassed or ashamed of being degenerates as much as men are. They are getting vaccinated to talking about watching porn. You know, 2010s, men were watching porn. A lot of men were watching porn, getting addicted to porn, and people were figuring out, oh, men are addicted to porn, and then NoFap. That was the whole thing in the 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
Now women are watching porn, and women are lesbian, and women are watching hardcore porn. This was not a phenomenon until very, very recently. Women read porn. They didn't watch porn. They're watching porn, and they're becoming bisexuals or lesbians very frequently. I'm not even doing any sort of judgment. I'm just observing that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that this is not that they're becoming, but they're about to get a lot more vocal. They're about to exodus out of the real life and into the internet at a very large scale. Okay. And it's okay for women will more and more become alternative internet personalities, and they'll talk more and more about porn than men were in the past decade. You know, large scale, this isn't very, like, people won't notice it's happening, but it is, it will be happening, that a lot of women will be talking about pornography and mocking the idea of becoming pregnant, all that stuff. Now they are vaccinated against that stuff. That's what I'm
saying. That is interesting that, like, YouTube right now is a lot of kids stuff and the stuff that we enjoyed as, like, I guess stuff that would be more geared towards adults is all gone now. So what's going to be there?
And we saw a lot of that stuff punch itself out with BLM, ACAB, and whatever else in their bios and they, them. That's going to be gone, I think. That's going to die. I mean, it's never going to fully die off, but more and more, it'll just become a given.
Yeah.
And it'll be so much of a given that people forget about it.
Yeah.
And what's going to become the new normal.
It'll wear a new mask.
Yeah. And it'll be, you know, it'll become completely normal. You know, Sophia, in a lot of ways, ahead of the curve, because Sophia was, like, when Sophia was 12 years old, I think she was doing stuff that's going to become the normal for the next 4 years for 18-year-old girls.
Mm.
Talking about, you know, dildos and porn and all types of stuff. That's what girls are going to be doing for the next 4 years. Not all, obviously, but that stuff is going to be a lot more common.
Yeah. I would say that stuff is jokes, you know, because it was so absurd. But yeah, that is the future. I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I think that's basically what's going to happen for the next 4 years. And it's going to take a long while until there will be a new Sam Hyde, guys.
Mm.
That's what I'm telling you. There's going to be, in the next decade, there will be another wave of counterculture against that stuff. But right now, we are Ron Paul supporters. That's what I'm trying to tell you, basically. We are Ron Paul supporters, and Obama just won. That's what you should have in your brain, okay? That's, you know, 8 to 12 years of no one cares about what you're saying, you're retarded, shut up. Where are you even? Do you even exist? You are completely in another world, in another planet. Everybody's going to forget about your whole everything, your whole world. That's gone for a while, at least 6 years, I'm thinking. And we got through a lot. If you're still, like, alive and healthy and you didn't, you know, psychically break, if you didn't crack with all the heaps of pornography thrown on your head, if you didn't crack and, you know, become a, you know, if you're a guy, you didn't start masturbating to transgender pornography. If you are a woman and you didn't start doing drugs or selling pictures of your feet and your genitals or your anus, it's like you just got through it. But that's your cycle. There's a whole group of young people right now who are going to get a new cycle of, you know, their older brother or sister, because that's what young people see, like YouTubers they watch as. Oh, it's my older brother, or, you know, it's my older sibling talking to me, telling me what's up. That's basically how kids watch stuff. And there will be a whole heap of people 18 to 24 years old watching the new H3H3 and the new Filthy Frank and the new Max Mofo and new iDubbbz, who will be telling telling them all about how about being bisexual and smoking weed and gay porn. That's basically what I'm trying to tell you. You got
we have
don't think it's over.
We're getting glimpses of that, of the fact that that culture is going to be big, because it's somewhat piggybacked on Tyler and skateboarding and streetwear, and into this like amalgam of like I'm fashionable and I like kind of music that's not on the radio, and I'm gay, and I'm gay.
Oh, like there will be people who you think are cool right now. If you're on Twitter, there will be people who you think are cool and you follow. They will, with the passage of time, they will develop into that stuff, into being okay with that stuff. Talking about drugs and being gay.
I suspect we have zero idea like what's going on YouTube or wherever people spend the most time right now. Is it Instagram? Is that how like boomerish we are? Like,
there was a period of gold stuff between that, 2016 and 2020.
Yeah, the stuff that we watch and are attentive to is stuff that is not really like on the forefront right now. So I suspect we have zero idea what's on the forefront right now.
There'll be people, you know, on weird Twitter, like Jezebel Gabergably or any stuff like that. You know, they do the equivalent of liking death grips.
Mm-hmm.
And they tweet and they know what, you know, they're going to know what weird Nazi ideologies are. They're going to know Nick Fuentes, and they're going to know ContraPoints. And they're so over it. They're so over all that stuff. That's going to happen. That is already happening. It's beginning to happen. They all know about all that stuff, and they're over it. Eggie just got banned. It's the end of a cycle, is what I'm telling you. Eggie just got banned. That has a very strong meaning to me, because I see that. And I think things are changing on a big level. And I'm obviously, this comes from a person who, you know, pays attention to internet culture, because I lived in it for a while, so I know how it works, basically. And 4chan got 10 times worse, and now there'll be a whole heap of kids. What is 4chan? And they look it up, and they get on there. It's all porn. It's all hentai. It's a lot worse now than it was before. And that's going to be the normal for them. They're not ever going to figure out, oh, this sucks now, and it didn't like a year ago. That's never going to be a feeling.
Content do you guys watch right now? I'm not going on any of the social media stuff. So I watch just like anime dubbed in Portuguese. And I watch Game Theory and like PewDiePie sometimes. I do and that's totally 2010 stuff. That's like locked back there. So I don't know what's like 2020s. What are the kids into?
And prepare to not exist for 6 years. That's what I'm telling you, basically. Like, you're going to see all this stuff going down, and the people who will be banned, and it will be loud, it will be basically no one. Like, you're going to see some gaming channels getting banned for, you know, because they're going to say some joke that is very mild, and then they're not going to apologize, and then it's going to be a thing, and they'll JonTron. They'll JonTron, but it'll be a lot quieter. No one's going to know. It's going to take a while before people start knowing again. Because that's the nature of it. That's what I'm trying to make you, like, when I was a year before Trump didn't win, in 2020. So like late 2019, early 2020, I was thinking about this stuff. And I was thinking, this isn't going to last forever. And if you guys think it's going to be World Peace and Adult Swim forever, you're wrong. Because that's not going to be, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's crazy. That happened in 2016 and people were like, nah, it's still cool. We're still.
No, that's not going to happen. Like, it's not going to go down.
Minecraft related content is growing. Yeah, but that's not, that's among kids, because a lot of people on YouTube are kids, but there's still teens on there, I think, and like, yep, people who are barely adults. My hair's annoying me, man. Oh man,
what I'm telling you is
look, here's at my
the
face.
Well, the quick and dirty, okay? The stinky. I'll give you the stinky right now. You are gonna be Ron Paul supporters.
Give us stinky.
That's what I'm telling you, basically. Not necessarily politically, but socially and culturally, you are gonna be Ron Paul supporters for the next.
Yeah, six you're gonna years. You're gonna be hiding in the basement gaming, which is good, but you know.
Don't expect. Fun Twitter personalities. The fun Twitter personalities that are in that world right now of being weird and edgy, right now, they're all slowly sliding into being okay with pornography, with sex, with drugs, with the egregore.
Well, cause think about what would be the time period that. Before this, that would be analogous, like pre-2016, like 2010, 2015 was probably a snooze fest. Can you think of anything? I think it would probably directly overlap with like Ron Paul losing.
Yeah, that's it. Ron Paul just lost, and you're Ron Paul supporters for the next 6 to 10 years. Is what you gotta, and don't get mad. Like, there's a lot of people, I'm telling you right now, and I'm telling you to chill out. There's a lot of people if you're into weird culture, if you're into, you know, Rinny Venti and Eggy and stuff like that, if you know who they are, if you think, yeah, they're kind of cool, etc. Like, the world, that's that atmosphere. Anybody who continues to be controversial and just generally stick to a certain tone of voice, to a certain sense of humor, those people will quietly vanish. And the only people remaining in that atmosphere of alt Twitter, of weird Nazi racist Twitter, they will slowly slide into being tolerant or friendly with femboys, with mental illness, porn, with drugs, with OnlyFans. They'll all have a friend or friends who will have OnlyFans account. That's what I'm telling you. They'll all become iDubbbz, is what I'm telling you.
Mm.
And I'm telling you, do not get mad. Do not get angry. Chill out and let it die.
It seems to me it's like the same way I see it playing out in the same way that it was like ironic in the commentary community to like be genuinely like depressed and suicidal. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah, my girlfriend has an OnlyFans. That's kind of funny, right? No.
Yeah. Exactly that, dude. It's not funny. Oh my God. You're like a prophet. It's like I'm hearing the future talk to me. Yeah, they're all start developing whatever the people you like right now, the little things wrong with them, they'll slowly get bigger over time. And if they don't, they'll vanish. They'll get killed. If they stay right, if they stay all right, if they stay healthy, they'll vanish. Unless their weird, blown up, distorted aspects grow over time. The people you respect or find funny, they'll slowly start being, you know, okay with trans people, with people who do drugs, people who have OnlyFans, etc. For the next 6 years, at least, don't get mad. I'm bearing this bad news right now, so I can, because they just got vaccinated against us. So get vaccinated against them. Okay? That's what I'm telling you. You think 2010's porn was crazy? Dude. People talked about hentai and furries 10 years ago. Now they're talking about pedophilia. That's what I'm talking about. Groomers, they're normal. I mean, not necessarily that they're normal and everybody's okay with them, but they're the topic. They're what's being discussed. 10 years ago, it was furries. Now furries are just a joke.
That's actually true. That is what's being discussed. Like, think of, like, YouTubers who get caught doing that. So that makes it... It makes that a topic that's always bouncing around.
Yep. And I'm telling you, don't get mad. Don't get crazy. Because it's gonna be like this for the next 6 years. And if you're not ready to Alex Jones hunker down and just be a weird and dark radio show in the middle of Austin, Texas in the 90s before anybody's even
remotely aware
of what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's awesome. That gives me like comfort.
That's who you need.
I'm chilling.
Have you ever looked up Alex Jones shows from the 90s where, you know, he's in the dark, just like reading stuff, and nobody knows who he is? No one's awake to anything that he's talking about. Nobody knows what he's talking about, but he knows. He's like 15 years ahead. The stuff he was talking about in the 90s was actualized in the 2010s.
Yeah. Well, this sort of thing doesn't bring me down at all, because I'm like, well, what am I losing? Like, none of this stuff affects me.
Don't get mad.
If random people are all frantic, then whatever. I'm chilling. I don't go on Twitter. I don't go on YouTube. I don't go on Instagram.
I have no concern with any of that stuff. I only have concern for you guys, basically. People who are similar to me. People who want to generally be okay. Who don't want to go crazy. Make sure to not care about this stuff. Because if you do, you're going to go crazy. Don't go crazy.
Yeah, don't. Is this the chart? This little stock invest chart is gonna be for the next 6 years. It's gonna be red,
low,
going down. So,
so
don't look at it at all.
Don't be looking at it, because Constantinople is about to get taken by the Ottomans. That's basically what's gonna happen.
Yeah, exactly. What do I care about? People that like us going to church and going to the gym.
Yeah. Hit the church, hit the gym. Have a good relationship with a woman or a man. It's another half a decade of you being Alex Jones in the dark and no one hears what you're talking about. And you keep finding out stuff about politicians being pedophiles. And everybody thinks you're not even a human being. They think you're retarded. They think you're a hobo with schizophrenia. Basically, what I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. You're Ron Paul. For 8 years, you're Ron Paul.
It's already happened. I joined a Discord server. Bad idea. Yesterday, and all these guys and girls could do is look at TikTok.
See, the girls? 5 years ago, there would be no girls there.
And they do have automated responses to me telling them that porn is valueless. See?
Exactly.
Look, they were like, while they were getting beat over the head by Nick Fuentes or, you know, Ben Shapiro or whatever, they're collecting like snarky ContraPoints responses. And now they've got a whole bucket of them, and they're going to dump the diarrhea back over the wall on you.
The whole point of arguing. And debate culture is that they develop new vaccines against your verbal objections.
Yeah, it just fuels the war effort.
Yeah,
and I never signed up to get drafted into anything. Heck do I care?
They're not gonna hear an argument and change things. No one ever does that. That never happens. What does happen is that if it is okay that everything always stays in the realm of argument and debate and dialogue is what we need more of, then they'll play you because that's the game you're playing. And you're getting played. And you'll keep coming up with new arguments and they'll keep coming up with new arguments.
Right.
And that's just to tire you out. That's to make you punch yourself out. Don't punch yourself out. Because then you're going to be telling, hey, dude, don't be watching porn. And then the response is, what are you, a crazy nofapper from Reddit? Kill yourself.
I bet that's going to be the response where it's like, what are you, some crazy nofapper? You think I'm going to get superpowers if I stop jerking off?
That's such
a... What a crazy loony.
It's like, okay, you know what you tell him? Tell him, see you in 6 years. And you leave. Because that's that's going to be happening, baby. For 6 years, at the very least. Could be 10.
Because all this stuff is just semantic. None of it's approaching truth. It's approaching some sort of like conniving victory. You phrased your, you know, thesis wrong. It might as well be like it's like grammar.
Yeah.
Is the deciding factor of who's right.
You'll see people becoming Gnostics, becoming astrologers, becoming pro-trans, pro-doing drugs and dying. You'll see all that stuff. And people you are okay with right now. But that's to be expected.
No, it'll be... Because the tide has changed. Even the people who will like make fun of this stuff will be like, hi, guys, anyways, yeah, I have a foot fetish and my girl is a porn star. Ha, this one is funny, right?
I'm not even telling you to revolt against the modern world. It's the last thing I'll be telling anybody ever. I'm telling you, expect this.
Expect this and never exude a single drop of cortisol from it.
Don't be doing any of that. Let them. Because in 6 years, the tide will change again. And then all of these people will be, you know, weeping on YouTube or whatever. Well, YouTube is probably going to become Indian soon. Indian brand. And all of them are going to be weeping about how, you know, life is terrible and how bad their life has become. As it already happened. You know what? Even better. You know who you're going to be for the next 6 years? You're going to be Sam Hyde in his mom's house filming videos in the mirror. That's you. So you better like it.
I'm loving it. I like it, love it, and gotta have it.
You better be loving it. That's all I'm saying.
Another thing I was thinking about is that probably just the rift between cities and rural areas will continue getting larger, because there's no way any cities are gonna stop like pandemic ever.
Yeah.
But there are rural areas that have already or were never doing masks or anything.
It'll be another 6 years, and then after that 6 years or 7 years, some people will start, dude, remember that thing that happened 3 or 4 years ago? What was that? That's so crazy. How do we do that? Nobody talked about it. And that'll be maybe 5 years of like Joe Rogan having Alex Jones on his podcast. And then it's back here. That's going to happen. That's going to keep happening. I'm telling you this now, not just about the next decade. I'm telling you about the rest of your life. Where like for 2 years, people start having two or 3 years. Very strong tide towards like reconsidering everything and considering really radical alternatives. And then they'll think, well, that satisfies it. I've been radical enough so
this
that
is, this is
tolerant again.
This is a great cycle for them, because that means like each side gets their like 5-year cortisol wave to like kill them just intermittently, just dying.
It's and this, so. You know, it's snake eating its own tail. I all love that contradiction worship. It's
yeah,
5 or 6 years, and then 4 years of people saying, dude, this is really crazy. We really should consider a more radical approach. And they all start getting mad for 2 or 3 years. And then, well, I think we've been radical for long enough. We need to start considering some real alternatives here with, you know, optics, et cetera. And then when that starts getting considered, people that are less vaccinated will just, you know, yeah, well, let's get into that. And then slowly everybody becomes more and more bogged down, and then back to tolerance for another 6 years, and we keep doing that. Unless that's if you do that, if you exude that cortisol, or you can live in your mom's house and record iPhone videos in the dark with Alex Jones in the 90s.
That's what we're gonna be doing.
That's all we do.
We literally have been doing that for like, I've been doing that for like 5 years.
Unchanging. That's all that it is. Our videos are Alex Jones in the dark. Our streams are Sam Hyde iPhone videos. All that it is. All that it is. I'm telling you. And in 6 years, people start getting mad again. Don't get mad. Don't go mad. That's what they call it, mad. Don't be mad. You don't want to be crazy or insane, so don't be mad either.
Yeah, don't go mad ever. Right now is actually a perfect time to get some sort of routine to your life, I think.
Just keep that. Keep, you're going to hear a lot of garbage in the next 6 years. And you won't be heading any revolutions. So relax. Don't get mad. That's just expect it. Just expect it. I just gave you a detail, which is girls will be looking at porn. Girls will be talking about a lot of porn and a lot more bisexual girls who consider it completely normal. It's not even going to be a thing to be bisexual. Just normal, completely normal. Because Eggy got banned. There's a Kendrick Lamar line where he says, "All my grandma's dead, so nobody's praying for me." That's Eggy. Eggy was my grandma, and he's just died. So there's nobody praying. Eggy was our collective grandma praying for us. And he just got killed. The first Black Pill Eggy video was what, 2014? That's what I'm talking about. Smoking cigarettes in his car. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ideas, man. 2013. How's that? That's what I'm talking about. I'm just telling you.
I mean, yeah, but why would you want it to be? Because even when the ball was in our park, not that we really like being associated with these people, a lot of the stuff was just like kind of cringe. And yeah, debating and conflict and news. In politics.
Boys will be girly too. Fearful, weak. You're going to see the results of that for 6 years. All that stuff that's been going on for the past few years, that's, you're going to be seeing that happen now. Like them talking on the internet with YouTube channels. All that.
Yeah, I have some sort of idea of the exactly the people you're talking about. Which is unfortunate.
Which is unfortunate, but. Push it forward.
Been going on for 20 years. It's been going on forever.
It's been going on forever. That snake has been biting itself because that's all it can do. Ain't nobody praying for me. I'm in your head. Hey. Don't you think it's. And it's going to be happening throughout the 6 years, too. I'm not saying we're going to vanish. And Aggie didn't really die. He's still there. And we'll be here. And Gavin will be where he is. Sam Hyde will be where he is. So, but you're going to wait a while before another world peace, before another any of that. I'm going to wait a little bit. A good little bit. I'll cry so much when Gavin dies.
Dang, it's still like 30 years out or something.
Yeah, well, I guess then I'll be too worried raising my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, 30 years? Nah, they'll probably be like 15 to 20 by then. So, yeah, that's what I'm telling you. It's going to be quiet. And people who look at you from outside, they won't think you're the teeming, cool 4chan power that elected Trump. They're going to think you're an anachronic, irrelevant retard who should have moved on. That's what you're going to be looked at as. And if you let yourself go, if you let yourself be moved by all that stuff, that's what you're going to feel like.
Yes, the same as the Ron. Oh, I'm only getting
1,000 views.
It's the same as the Ron Paul stuff. It's like, oh, you're like one of those, you know, 2016 Trump people. Move on. It's been like 10 years.
Yeah, exactly that. You're going to look at your YouTube channel, that your life will be considered, and you're going to have just 500 views on your last video, and you used to get like 10,000. You think, wow, I'm really falling off. Oh, jeez. I'm just saying, relax. Don't get worked up. Because it's the quiet ones. It's the quiet moments like that. You guys know about Ziz? Aziz Traversian? Those are the funnest to read about, to hear about. Like guys who became popular in these circles when it wasn't popping off, when it wasn't popular. That's cool because that's dedication. You're not doing it to become cool with the in-group. That's what I like. I like the iPhone videos. I respect that. He's going out of tubes. Don't worry about it.
Dude, I might straight up sleep after this. This is bad. Now, we could probably turn this into something for censored, I think.
Yeah.
Because I want to get 6 videos this month again. I like doing that.
Yeah. Dude, that's so cool. There's a.
I just have to sleep today. Oh my gosh.
Some people, they're not. And we're all like this to a certain extent, but some people go too far with it. Some people need persistent pressure to be. I mean, I'm like this, okay? People, everybody needs persistent pressure from positive. Positive influences in order to be good.
Yeah, that's why we go to church every week.
We go to church every week because of that, and I have a wife because of that, because that is a positive influence on my life. We try making the stream a weekly thing because that clears our head, and that, like, you guys probably are very strange people, and you probably, if you watch us, you probably don't watch that many other things, and you need that. That's good for you. Some people, they don't realize that they need that, and if given the opportunity, backslide. That's what happens. And you know, that's a, let me close the window. That's a tragedy of life. Normal. That's always normal. Some people need sponsors and stuff, but some people don't look for them. Everybody needs sponsors, but some people don't look for them. Some people have enablers, and that's a problem.
Yeah, they're trying to set up everything to be an enabler. It's really insane. Everything is a booby trap to get you back on H.
You know, you can't really do anything about those people. Just shrug. Because it's another 6 years. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah. Yeah, heroin. You're back H. on H.
I didn't. Okay, I snorted a little. But that was it. Just to take the edge off, T, I needed to take the edge off. That's what I'm talking about.
T, you look at all these libtards. I needed to take the edge off. I lose my mind out here.
Yeah, that's the fake, like the false dichotomy. Mm-hmm. Either be mad at the libs all the time and be a crazy person, evil, annoying, mean, or be tolerant and, you know, take the age, drift off into the void, enter the K-hole. Don't be a void dweller. And don't let yourself be pushed around. That's the thing that annoys me the most. Be consistent. Don't give in to pressure. Be bizarre. I really dislike that from 26 to 2020, it was like cool to be a retard, to be a 4chan weirdo. Because so many people who had potential just got taken by that. No, you have to be like this. And you have to be a weirdo in 2012. That's it. Because then you're immune. Then you're not going to be pushed. Then you're going to be eggy. You don't care about the surrounding. You don't care about how many people are going to ban you or call you a retard, make documentaries about how gay you are. None of that matters. None of that. You're immune. And that's the best position to be in, right there in the dark with Alex Jones and Sam Hyde. Perfect.
Shouldn't be spending your time on those places anyways. That's just like a warning to get off them now because it's going to be continuing diminishing returns. Twitter's just going to get more and more boring. Run. Like, just delete it from everything. Why do you need it? Your mom, that's the only way your mom can tell you that she's dying. She's going to DM you on Twitter. Something. I don't, it's like, what's the emergency? But, yeah. There's not gonna be anything good on there, so just go like go watch like old anime, probably, and play some good games.
Don't get mad and don't hate people. Don't,
go to the gym.
Don't be overly confrontational or think you're gonna save the world.
Yeah, because people are letting
it
lead them to arguments. with their loved ones, and that's insane. Hey, honey, check my pinned tweet. I'm dying from AIDS.
I love that. It's a fire sale and everything's gotta go. I'm just saying it'll take a while. Don't get stressed. Don't rush things. Oh, and I'm telling you about this, but this is harder. But keep your friend circle clean. I pride myself in that pretty much all of my friends are completely aware. I don't befriend people who, I don't think I'm friends with anybody who does drugs or still thinks porn is okay. My friend group is completely clean of that. My direct friend group.
Well, that's very hard to manage for most people.
But that's hard to manage, and I get it, especially if you're in America, especially if you're in an area of high risk. But you should try to manage that if you can.
Yeah, it's weird. It's gonna be fun for me. I'm probably gonna start seeing this stuff because I'm like probably going outside, going places where I'm gonna meet people and make IRL friends. So that's gonna be fun. I picked a bad time, but, you know. Wish me luck.
Yeah, you went right through it. I mean, me and you, because I wasn't really physically existent. I was more of a virtual existing person for a long while. Thank God I didn't get famous. And I went right through only way out. I got right through that whole cycle of pushing porn and, the first wave of trans stuff and all that. It's right there. We both were with the teeming whores and the gays and the drug users. I was there since I was, 12 years old? You probably earlier. Yeah, you were. Yeah, you'd be 10. But you probably, yeah, that makes sense. Complete sense, actually. Perfect number connection. I'm married to my wife. I didn't get married in, I only got married in church is what I'm saying. I'm still figuring out why I should get married in the state. Because obviously I don't give a darn about it.
Do they have any tax exemptions? I know they get...
That's the only thing I was thinking of.
Yeah, I know in America, I think you get better tax stuff.
Yeah.
If you're married... in the government. Didn't they have some weird name thing? Like it was illegal to name your kid the way you wanted?
In Brazil?
Yeah, you were saying something weird about, like, the name inheritance.
I don't know if in Brazil. I know in Portugal you're forbidden from naming your kid a bunch of things.
No. I mean, like, the way that you could use, like, each of your names as, like, last or middle names, you know?
I mean, it's not forbidden or... It's not proscribed or prescribed. You can just do it. You can name your kid anything. Basically, really, literally anything.
You were expressing you Batman, some Superman. Frustration about that, but yeah. Maybe I'm schizophrenic because it wouldn't be
about that.
Unprecedented.
Oh, yeah, because when you get married, you can't like pick which of your surnames your wife will get. That's what I was talking about. That's what I remember talking about.
Mm.
So my wife would have to get my dad's name, which was retarded.
Mm.
Because why would I want to do that? And I couldn't opt anything. I couldn't, like... You think it's, like, leveling up that you can, like, rearrange some, like, show menu, whatever yeah. that command is on Skyrim. You can mm-hmm. change your name. You think it's like that. Getting married, you open the open show menu creation kit, whatever. But it's not. They don't let you do that. You have to do the conventional name change process.
That's freaking homosexual.
Do either of you believe in fate or destiny? I don't know what that means. You're gonna have to explain it to me.
I still have a headache, dang. It's been like 2 hours.
Satanists.
What you gonna do today, Cal?
Record a podcast with the Brazilian podcast site. That's like CTV.
Yeah.
Which is based. I wanna get into that big time. Like, willing your own future? BS. Believing in a cause of such will that it changes from potential to reality? That's called magic.
The headaches from Seven Gang? Yep, that's been me as of late. Yeah, occultist people say that sort of thing. Like, what does that actually mean? You just think hard enough and it becomes reality? Or you want to do something and then you do it and then it happens? Well, yeah. Yeah, you read Evola? Yeah, you haven't gotten to Evola yet.
Oh, it's all garbage. Whole heap of garbage. I just figured out that I'm going to get my money back. I paid like 4,000 Brazilian real to security thing. Like, when you're going to get in an apartment, you pay like upfront a certain amount.
Yeah.
I just found out that I'm getting it back. Stoked about that. Abased and red-pilled. Oh! Banana boat. Oh! I'm just worried. The only thing I'm really worried about in real life is losing my bank. But I think even that can be remedied. I'm completely okay with, like, harassment. I can be harassed to high heavens and it does nothing at this point. I'm harassment immune. Does harassment still affect you at all?
What would that even consist of?
Like, obviously getting physically attacked would bother you, but like, if someone came up to you on the street and started like saying you're a racist, what would you even feel?
I would just start laughing, duh.
Or like emailing you, oh, you're a racist, you should die. The white race is gonna get like extinct. Does that even?
No, I just laugh and I move on. Yeah, I got stuff to do, Igor.
You laugh on their boob? Wow.
Yeah, I laugh on. Yeah.
I'll laugh at their boobs. This remote corner of Twitch. I'm probably gonna lose it soon.
Well, yeah. But,
subscribe to the subscribe star because you're gonna keep getting it. It's gonna be Wes Watson. For the next 6 years, it's Wes Watson in the shoe. That's you having to cut your beard without a mirror. That's what I'm talking about. And you better get used to it, homeboy. That's all you're going to have. Until it's time to do yard cleanup. 6 or 7 years from now. Yard cleanup will be fun.
Does no one else enjoy being in the shoe, being the gay retard that nobody listens to?
I don't think so. I think they liked being
Being popular is so homo.
Because it was cool. Because it bothered people. It made they were really happy whenever Blue Checks tweeted about how dangerous they were. No, pretty much all of it. That was all. The whole point was winning. The point. What was it? The greatest joy to the greatest joy of going to the tavern is the road there too. They didn't enjoy the road there too. They enjoyed the tavern. Yeah, no, they're probably gonna be angry or stressed, or they'll become
when it's popular, tolerant. It's really distracting from making stuff, from actually like doing cool stuff.
But it's it's 6 years of shoe. I'm not saying don't enjoy the yard cleanup when it does happen. The riot, it's gonna happen. You know it's gonna happen. But don't be stressed when it's not happening. It's coming anyway. It's coming. It's like death. You don't get away from it. It's just coming. It's galloping towards you from very far away. And it's gonna come no matter what. So just be okay with that. It's fact of life. Before you can do the yard cleanup, you gotta do the cleanup of your solitary confinement. You gotta clean up your cell. You gotta, build a shelf out of cardboard, etc., etc.
Yes.
So get to doing that for 6 years. When you're done with that and the cops come in and they raid your room and they break your cardboard shelf and they take all your magazine and water weights, then you get to riot. But, in the meanwhile, have a shelf. Make a magazine weight. Make a water weight. Because you're in the shoe now.
No, Joe Biden just
put you in the shoe.
I should probably go soon, though.
Yeah, I should go, too, because I got stuff to do in the next 15 minutes.
Yeah. All right.
Right, let's close this out.
Yeah.
Peace. Can you edit this?
Yeah, I can. Peace out.
Beast. Peace.